Lovely stuff there from Whist, from their record Strange Balance. You just heard the song Above Amir, and before that, Grendel. And before that, kicking things off, was Niftar, two songs from their splash onto the scene. Lacus Asfar, the name of the record. You heard Cosmic Embryogenesis and Conscious Revelations. We are into the home stretch of tonight's show. Thank you once again for tuning in. My name is DJ Sweet Sammy D. So great to be back here hosting this program that I love so much, but I just haven't, by golly, had quite enough time in my days to really give the attention it deserves. So I'm glad I'm here. I hope that I can start a bit of momentum here and again, do CKUW a solid and give you one show a month, as was my original aim. We got two more sets to go, and this next one going to feature some pretty big names here that dropped new records in the last month or so. The first band is a favorite of mine and has been for a while. That band, Kralis, from New York, a band that is as prolific as they are talented. They've been averaging at least an album a year since their genesis a couple of decades ago here. One thing I quite like about Kralis is that last couple of years, they seemingly have been just doing surprise album drops, not a whole lot of marketing before the fact. It's very much just a boom, here you go. And that's exactly how it worked for their newest release, which came out at the start of the month, Inorganic Rights, the name of the record, was released on July the 5th, independently, as Kralis Records, I think, have always been. And this is an hour plus of classic Kralis sound. This is not something that is really going to surprise you as a Kralis fan. It's very much the, they do shift a little bit here and there. There are some records of theirs that do have a distinct kind of tone. This one is really nothing out of the ordinary. If you like Kralis, you'll like this record. It's not one that is going to stand out to me as, a top five release of theirs, but they're the kind of band that, even if they're phoning it in, are doing something really special. So that's the category that this one falls into for me. We'll be hearing the song Flatlines Encircled Residue. That is going to be followed by Wormed. That's right, new Wormed record, the first one in quite some time, came out at the start of July, matter of fact, on the very same day as this Kralis record. And Wormed is a band that has always been around for me since I've been into metal. They've been a big name in that very technical, very brutal metal realm. They're kind of one of the big names for fans of that genre, and I've always appreciated their offerings, but it's never really, really clicked. It's never been at the top of the pile for me. Until now, this record of theirs, Omegon, or Omegon, if you will, is the first one that I've listened to and immediately wanted to listen to again. This is not really a big deviation from what they've done in the past, but sometimes, as you know, listener, when something clicks, it just clicks. So the stuff that Wormed have offered on this record here, finally, I feel like it's exactly what I want from Wormed, and they have delivered. So let's kick things off here with Kralis, Flatlines Encircled Residue. That'll be followed by two songs from Wormed on CKUW. Wormed there, bringing the brutal technicality the only way they know how. Goodness gracious, two tracks from their most recent album there, just dropped earlier this month from Omegon. You heard the title track to end the set just now. And before that, you heard Gravitational Servo Matrix. Always a fun time reading Wormed lyrics. It's when I say that I love sci-fi gobbledygook, I mean, they deliver sci-fi gobbledygook like no one has ever been able to. Just to give you an idea here, dimensions warp in spirals, fourth order harmony, cosmic waves ripple, transcendent warping collides beyond hyperspatial planes, etheric illumination, harmonic oscillations of the void, singularities destabilized, fractalized turbulence, and so on and so forth. Does it mean anything? No, of course not, but it is a lot of fun. Before that, you heard Kralis with Flat Lines Encircled Residue. Great stuff from those two bands, heavy hitters in their respective micro genres, and still delivering. I got one set to go here, listener. That's right, almost time to say goodnight. Almost time to leave you to the fine programming of Modern Jazz Today and Amplified Radio. And next thing you know, it'll be Tuesday morning. And that brings a whole other slate of fantastic programming here on CKUW, including the newly resuscitated Boots and Saddle with everybody's favorite singing cowboy Sean Burns back on the air after a couple years away from the microphone. Catch him in a couple hours' time. You can consult ckuw.ca for a complete listing of what you can hear on these airwaves. You can also pick up a copy of Stylus Magazine. It's got a nice little rundown of what you can hear on CKUW. And this newest issue of Stylus features a review of the most recent Manitoba Metal Fest written by yours truly. Check it out. I got two bands to share with you as we close things out here. We're going to kick off this last set with Ceremony of Silence from Slovakia. That's going to be followed by Hyperdontia. So Ceremony of Silence, their new album Halios, pretty great stuff, just dropped. We're going to be hearing Serpent Slayer and Moon Vessel. And to end things, like I said, Hyperdontia, a supergroup featuring two members from Denmark, two members from Turkey. And I say supergroup a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but I do kind of mean it because we're talking about members of and ex-members of Burial Invocation, Engulfed, Diabolizer, you know, stuff like Sulphurous, Taphos, and so on. Some of the heaviest hitters in those respective scenes. So here is Ceremony of Silence, followed by Hyperdontia. It's been a blast, listener. It's been a pleasure and a privilege being in the studio. Thanks for listening. Good night.